Hello, and I'm DJ Ho'olohe, and my show is all about the beautiful 808 state of Hawaii. And on today's show, I'm going to be talking about music. Now, when I first say Hawaiian music, you probably think of Over the Rainbow or What a Wonderful World by Iz, or you think of some cheesy, tacky, tiki-like song, but that's not real Hawaiian music. The kind of Hawaiian music I'm going to be talking about today is traditional native Hawaiian music, some local style music like Hawaiian music and reggae music, which is like is, and some local alternative R&B kind of like groups that are from Hawaii. And with traditional Hawaiian music, you, like I said, you probably think about like Somewhere Over the Rainbow or What a Wonderful World by Brother Iz or Israel Kamakawiwa'ole if you're from Hawaii. But native Hawaiian music, traditional native Hawaiian music, actually came from native Hawaiian chants, or olis, as you say in Hawaiian, which is usually with a pahu, which is a drum, or an ipu, which is a hollowed-out gourd. And this is, like, back in the old Hawaiian days, is how they would do, like, olis and chants along with the hula. And there's also the Merry Monarch pageant, which happens now, which happens like not like it happens in like the current days, where they do these same things. They have these people who they have this competition of hula halaus from all over the state, and even some that even like one or two I think are from the mainland, and they compete and eat, and like each halau kind of has a girl who performs a traditional oli and a traditional Hawaiian hula, like in the traditional style, with like a traditional like oli with someone there with an ipu and someone there with a drum, and then she will dance after that, but not with like any music, but with the same ipu and the same drum, which is really, really cool to watch. Like, I remember last year's Merry Monarch pageant, one of the woman who won Miss Aloha Hula, her video of her performance went viral because she did this amazing, really long chant, and she was saying it really fast too, and it was all in Hawaiian, but it was really like incredible how fast and how like articulate her Hawaiian chant was. It was just really, really, really cool. And like, the Merry Monarch pageant has, like, all different, like, types of hula with, like, using traditional instruments and not using traditional instruments, too. But back to the native Hawaiian music, I remember, like, because growing up in Hawaii, this is just kind of things like you grew up around, it's part of the culture, and you just kind of like know these things. And I remember in school for May Day, because in Hawaii every school has a May Day performance, and in third grade was the Hawaiiana year, so you learn about Hawaiian culture, like back in the old Hawaiian days, and you learn all these chants. Well, at my school you learn multiple chants anyway, because every time you go on a field trip, you say a chant, and it's about where you're from, and it's a thing that we did at my school. But third grade is the Hawaiiana year, and you have a luau, and you have your made it performance, and the song is always in Hawaiian, and in third grade, you perform it with Hawaiian instruments. And that's the only grade that you like have to do that, because you do that in high school too, but it's optional in high school. But in third grade, you are required to, because you have to. And I remember we performed a a song, and it was a song in Hawaiian, and there were three rows of us, and we all had an instrument. Each row had an instrument. So the first row had kala'au, which are two wooden sticks that you hit together, and the second row had hu'ili, which are bamboo, and they're split like halfway, and you like hit them like on your hand and your arm. It really hurts, but it makes a cool noise. And the third row was uli'uli, which is the base of, it's like a coconut shell, like a whole coconut shell, except it's not a coconut, it's a different Hawaiian fruit, I forget what it's called, but there's that. And then there's a staff part of that that goes a little way up, and then it kind of looks like an umbrella, like a small umbrella, and there's kapa and yellow and red feathers around that, but the base is that coconut shell, and there's like seeds or rocks in it, so you shake it and it's like a rattle. There's that. And everyone had an ipu, and we performed our song, and we sang the song, and we also used these old Hawaiian instruments to make the music, which was really, really cool, and we performed that multiple times, and that was just a really fun experience, and that's something that I remember. But there's also a lot of different Hawaiian instruments that I would have to make in the whole Hawaiian days. Like, a pahu is a drum, which is like a pretty big drum, and they would stretch the skin of the animal over it. And then there's the ipu and the ipu heke. The ipu is these large gourds, and you would cut off the top and you would hollow it out. And an ipu heke is the same thing, except there are two gourds, and you would cut them in half, and you would connect both bottoms together, so it's like stacked on top of each other, but you would hollow out on the bottom of one to make that noise. And then there's the ohehano ihu, which is a bamboo nose flute, which is really cool. Like, I've seen for class, I think in high school or something like that, I've seen like people like perform with the Hawaiian nose flute, and it's really amazing the kind of music that you can make with that. And there's also ili'ili, which are two rocks that you put in each hand. You have two rocks in each hand, and you place them like in between your fingers, and like the way that you can like move your hands, it's hard to describe, but you can move your hands in a way that you can make this clacking noise. And you can usually do that while you're doing a hula, and yeah, that's really cool. And there are so many, these are just like some of the Native Hawaiian instruments that I remember playing, and I remember hearing about or watching and stuff like that. But it's really, really cool. And now moving on to Hawaiian music, like in Hawaiian, like music that's in the Hawaiian language, which is called a mele. And there's Aloha Oe by Queen Liliuokalani, because she wrote many, many songs in Hawaiian while she was in power before Hawaii was overthrown. But Aloha Oe is like Aloha Oe and our state song Hawaii Pono'i and Hawaii Aloha. These are some mele that are very, very important to the state of Hawaii, because these are songs about our state. These are songs that are in our native language. These are songs that have such a deep connection within the home, within the deep roots of our state, between within the deep roots of Hawaii. And I remember for Hawaii Aloha, we would sing this at the end of every single Mayday performance. The school I went to was a K through 12 school, and you would do Mayday you were required to do Mayday from kindergarten through fifth grade, and in middle school and in high school it's optional. But I remember that at every single Mayday performance, at the end, everyone would stand up, sing Hawaii Aloha, and we'd all hold hands and sway. So every time I hear that song, I'm swaying. Like, if I'm sitting down, if I'm standing up, I'm swaying. And it was also a really important experience because we also sang that at our graduation. We all had, like, at my school, you are required to sing. We sing, like, 5 songs. And there's, like, you hear, like, the harmonies because there are sopranos and altos and tenors and basses, and like everyone's sitting in their section and everyone's singing their part, and you hear like your 400 plus class sing Hawaii Aloha, and you're all holding hands and you're all swaying, and it's at graduation and you hear the harmonies, and it's just, oh my god, it gives you chicken skin, and it's just a really big part of graduation. For me, at least, it was a really big part of graduation. And the first time, I remember the first time we sang that, and we just, like, got it down really good. And it was all 400 of us singing it, and we heard that, and everyone got chicken skin. Oh my god, it was so good. Okay, and there's also, moving on, there's also music in the Hawaiian language, but it's, like, more contemporary. So there are songs that are in Hawaiian, but they're, like, not from the old Hawaiian days. So they're written, like, more contemporary, like, recently. Like, Ko'ulu Wehe o Ke Kai is a really popular one. If you've ever been a part of a hula halau or done hula, it's one of the most popular hula songs. If you ask anyone who's been a part of a halau or anyone who has done Hawaiian hula in Hawaii, they know this song and they know the routine to this song because it is a very, very popular hula song. And to me, it is one of the cliche hula songs. But we performed this in third grade for May Day performance in third grade. My class did this song with the Hawaiian instruments and we sang this song. And there's also, which is Ulu Wehe o Ke Kai by Hapa. And there's also Ke Aloha by Kaylee Raichel. And this is what I performed my senior year in high school for Holoku. And senior year was the only year I was a part of Holoku because I was just like, it's my senior year, might as well try to do Holoku. And I actually wish I did it sooner, because I really enjoyed being a part of Holoku. It was a lot of fun. But I remember we performed this song, Ke Aloha, and it was in Hawaiian, but from what Hawaiian I could remember, because I took Hawaiian language in high school, from the words and phrases I could pick up, I knew it was about love, because the word aloha in Hawaii means love. And when people usually say aloha in a sentence, it doesn't always mean hello or goodbye. It usually means love. And I could tell that it was about love and someone, like, romantic. And the feeling that you could, the emotion and the feeling you, like, I could understand from the song was really, really deep. And that's what makes, like, Hawaiian language and in the music, like, Hawaiian music, so important. It gives it a much deeper meaning when it's in a different language. I feel like if it's in a language you can't understand, but you can just hear the music and you can hear you might not understand it, but you can always feel something That's what makes music such a universal language, no matter what language it is. And you know it has meaning with the music and the instrumentals behind it. So I'm going to take a short break, but remember that this is the 808 with DJ Ho'olohe for your Island Style Hour at radio.dominican.edu. And I'm back, and if you're just tuning in, this is the 808 with DJ Ho'olohe for your Island Style Hour at radio.dominican.edu. And right before I took this break, I talked about traditional Native Hawaiian music and a little bit about Hawaiian olis and some music that is written in Hawaiian. And now I'm going to talk about more local style Hawaiian music, Jawaiian music, reggae music, or Hawaiian music, how is what I like to call it, which is H-Y-A-N music. And this is like a little more contemporary style of music with like instruments like a guitar, a bass, or an ukulele with vocals and like some like drums or synthesizers. And Jawaiian music is Hawaiian reggae music, and that's what it is defined as. And it can range from more like reggae sounding music to ska music to like local chill out music. And with this kind of music, with Jawaiian kind of music, you have artists like Brada Is or Israel Kamakabivaole, and you have Kiahivai and people like groups like The Green or Common Kings and Kolohekai and Ekolu, and there, the list goes on and on and on. There are a lot of artists that fall under this category, and it makes it, like, with this style of music, it makes it so interesting because it's not quite with this genre of music, it's very particular and a part of Hawaiian culture, because a lot of this music, a lot of Jawaiian music, uses Pidgin English, which is very, you know, particular to Hawaii. So it's not, like, some of it falls under reggae and some of it falls under Jawaiian music. These are kind of like two separate categories. But it's the way that the lyrics are. It's the way that the lyrics are, because they can be talking about specific places and they can be talking like in a certain way that it makes it very, very interesting. Like, a lot of it is like, a lot of Jawaiian music's like really like lay back, like chill music. Like, you're in your car driving around the island or driving to the beach, you know, like with your windows down, like going to the beach, lay back type music. And some of it can be more like a little more upbeat or a little more quiet. Like, some of it can be like quiet, or some of it could be like a little more mellow, some of it can be like softer, some of it can be like a little like louder or upbeat. But there's always kind of, it really depends on the artist and that style and the kind of song and how, like, it's supposed to, like, what kind of vibe it's supposed to give. But this kind of music is the kind of music that I've found a new appreciation of, because I enjoyed this genre of music when I was at home, but I just kind of grew up around it, so I'm like, oh, okay, it's like, yeah, it's there, like the Hawaiian music station, it's there, okay. But I found a new appreciation for it once I went to college. Like, last year I was a freshman and I found myself getting so homesick first semester. So I still do this sometimes. I made a playlist on my phone, and it's like all of like Jawaiian, reggae, Hawaiian music, and it's like all the songs I remember from school, like Native Hawaiian songs, and like all the other like Hawaiian reggae songs that I enjoyed, and some songs that I got from that I took from my sister. And I brought my beach towel, and I lay out my beach towel on the floor of my dorm room, and I make myself a spam musubi. And I usually do this when my roommates aren't around, but I blast my Hawaiian music on my computer, and I sit there and I eat a spam musubi in my beach towel, and I drink out of my hydro flask, and I just think about the summer, or how many more days till I have to like go home, or something like that, because I get very, very homesick, and I just like, I close my eyes and I just listen to the music and eat my musubi, and I'll scroll through the beach photos on my phone, and it's just something that I do, which is kind of weird, but it is a Hawaii kid thing. I get so, so homesick. But I talk to my friends, and it's just like almost there. We'll see each other in a few weeks. Like right now, that's the thing that motivates me is how many more days to like go home. And I have a countdown right now, and it's 54 days, I believe, until I will be flying home. But yes, I have found a new appreciation for Hawaiian music and reggae music because I miss home so much. So an example is Israel Kamakavivole, like I mentioned, Brenda Is, which I can play a little bit of it right now so you can get an idea of what I mean about how his music is different to other Hawaiian music. So I'm going to play a little bit of that now. That's just a little taste of what his kind of music was like, because it can be in Hawaiian, but it can also have like a little bit of like English in it. So it's kind of like a hybrid of Hawaiian music, like music that's in Hawaiian, and some of it can be in English. And there's also other people that are like more reggae, which is Common Kings and Ikolu, and I can play a little bit of that, which is, once I play it, you'll understand why it has a different vibe, why it has a completely different vibe. Songs like that, it's a little more like you're kind of like chilling. You really get like I'm going to the beach kind of vibe, especially from that song. And it's gives you can tell like listening to comparing the two songs, it has a completely different vibe. But there are also more like calmer songs, like songs that like you could probably songs that really like have like the the essence of Hawaii. Like it's like songs that remind me of driving around the island. Like a lot of these songs just bring up memories for me. Like that one reminds me of last year and how homesick I got, because that was one of my favorite homesick songs. And the song I played before that by Israel Kamakavivole, that just kind of reminds me of when I was younger, because Israel Kamakavivole like died a while ago. But it just reminds me of when I was younger, because my mom would listen to the Hawaiian music station a lot when I was younger. But this next one I'm going to play really, like, it just reminds me of home in the summer, and it's just a little more reggae style, because this is a little more of a reggae band. And the song that I played before was by Kolohe Kai, and they're not as much of a reggae band as they are a Jawaiian band, so this is more of a reggae song.
Type of girl I like to fill up on in the water. Really wanna rock a boat like a hurricane in a perfect storm. Lord, ask her where she on the way to. Said a holly Eva, say she love the North Shore. Bikini top, black scots, and divorce.
Like just that line right there. Bikini top, black scots, and board shorts, which is very, very local Hawaii, because you can only find people dressed like that in Hawaii, like on a day-to-day basis. Like, I know someone who wears a t-shirt, board shorts, and black scots every single day. Like, I went to high school with him, so every single day he would dress the same, which is just really funny. And it reminds me of home, because it talks about specific places on the island of Oahu, which is where I'm from. It talks about like Waimea Bay on the North Shore and Haleiwa on the North Shore, and it's just reminds me of home. And it's just really nice. And there's also other reggae songs that are a little more upbeat, if you want something a little more upbeat, like Kia Hibai, and they're more like local Jawaiian music, but it's a little more upbeat and a little more fun. So I'm gonna play a little bit of that.
I don't wanna push, I don't wanna beg, but I don't wanna see you walk away. What can I do to make you see what a love like yours would mean?
I don't wanna wait just another day to see if you can love me that way.
Oh baby boy, just say you do love me like I love you.
And you can just tell from that little bit that I played that it has a different vibe. Like, it's a little more upbeat. It's a little more upbeat. It's, like, kind of catchy, like, just from the start. And you can, like, hear with the instrumentals of all of these songs that it has, like, that little, like, Hawaiian flair to it. You can, like, feel, like, that it's not just, like, another, like, reggae song, or it's not just another like ska song. You can hear that Hawaiian flair with Jawaiian music. You can hear that little bit of Hawaiian flair, how that little bit of like the way that like the ukulele and the way that the guitar is played. It's like a different style. It brings a very like different feel to the music, and that's what I love about this genre of music. How this is something that I, like, took for granted growing up with listening to this, but then moving away, like, going to college, I just, like, miss the little things. You miss things like getting to listen to, like, songs like this on, like, a day-to-day basis with a Hawaiian music station that plays Hawaiian music 24/7. And on every single music station in Hawaii, you can find them playing at least one or two like Hawaiian reggae songs, or they'll be talking about it on the radio or something, because this is such a huge part of the culture in Hawaii. The music is just the music in general, like no matter where, if it's like Native Hawaiian music, stuff like the Merry Monarch, or if it's stuff like this, like Jawaiian music, reggae music, like there are bands that travel that have become like so popular, that are from Hawaii, that have become so popular that they like now go to like U.S. tours, like The Green. The Green is really big now, and they went on a big U.S. tour. And it's really cool to see that these like bands that started out in Hawaii are getting like this like are getting like recognized or like becoming more and more popular with people on the mainland. And it's really, really cool in my opinion. But I'm gonna take another short break and remember that this is the 808 with Teacher Ho'olohe for your Island Style Hour at radio.dominican.edu. I'm back. Remember that this is the 808 with DJ Ho'olohe for your Island Style Hour at radio.dominican.edu. And as you just heard with that song, it's called Fish and Poi by Shauna'au. And a lot of Hawaiian reggae songs will have that little break in between it where like someone's like kind of like rapping, I guess. Because if you're just tuning in, before I took this break, in my first segment, I talked about traditional Hawaiian music with traditional Hawaiian instruments and songs that are in Hawaiian. And before I took this break, I talked about more like local jams with Hawaiian music and reggae style music. And now I'm going to talk about more contemporary music and artists that are from Hawaii that do like more contemporary music, that do like alternative music or instrumental music or more jazzy R&B music. And because in Hawaii we don't just have like Hawaiian music, reggae music, or traditional Hawaiian music. We have other kind of music too. And there's this thing called the Na Hoku Hanahana Award. Which is Hawaii's version of a Grammy. It's this Na Hoku Hanahana Award is this music award show that happens every year, and it recognizes artists and songs and albums that are from Hawaii or popular to Hawaii. So there are categories for like best female vocalist, best male vocalist, best group, song of the year, best EP of the year, and there are also like different genres. There's like best ukulele, best slacky guitar, because slacky guitar is strictly from Hawaii, and best ukulele music, and there's best alternative album, there's best R&B jazz album, there's best rock album, there's best religious album, there's best pop album, because there are all these different types of groups that are from Hawaii, and it's really different to see all of these categories, because Hawaii is known for like having a different style of music, like Hawaiian music, traditional Hawaiian music, and like reggae music. It's known for that, but it has so many more different types of genres within Hawaii, and a lot of it is based on performance, it's performance-based selection, like how it's written, but also how it's like performed, like with rock, with hip-hop, with religious, with alternative, with singer-songwriter, with whatever else. But just talking about some artists for a sec, Bruno Mars is from Hawaii, which is a big deal for our state. Like, we take a lot of pride in that, because our state is so small and we don't have a lot of like celebrities or whatever, but Bruno Mars is a huge deal, and we take a lot of pride in that, like being from Hawaii. It was a huge deal how he was on SNL. Because SNL, that's a nationwide program, and he was a part of a sketch on SNL, and he spoke pidgin English, and that was like, wow, like yes, represent the 808 state. It was a huge deal for Hawaii, and how he had his Moonshine Jungle tour, and he chose to kick off his tour in Honolulu, Hawaii, in his home state, his home island, and he was there. He spoke some like, it was really great, because like people like The Green got to open up for him, like local bands like got to open up for him, people like The Green, and like his dad, who's in some alternative band, got to open up for him, and how he was there like calling out these girls in like the front row, like, I know you're there barefoot with kakimochi in your purse, and he's like there like calling out all these people and like throwing around these local phrases, and it was just so great to see him like go back to his roots, and it was just really, really awesome. And he's a great performer anyway. I got to go to that concert and it was amazing. But besides that, there are also like other smaller groups that are from Hawaii or who are like in Hawaii and like have traveled all over places because of their music. Like Streetlight Cadence, they're a small independent alternative folk pop group, and they started busking, which is street performing, on the streets of Waikiki and doing small venues and in bars and stuff, and their music is really, really awesome. I might be a little biased because they're one of my favorite bands, but I've played a couple of their songs on my show. If you've listened to my show before, I played a few of their songs because that's one of my jobs, as being an intern for them, which is amazing. And they're really cool guys. Like, I've met all of them and they're really great guys, and their music is so interesting because It's like, because it's a group of four guys, and it's a violinist, a cellist, a guitar, and an accordion. And it sounds really weird, but it works really, really well. So Streetlight Cadence, you should check them out because they're great. But it's so awesome to see that they started from Hawaii and performing on the streets of Waikiki, and they moved to LA about a year ago to pursue their music, to try to get their music more out there. And they still perform on the streets of Santa Monica, but it's really cool to see that they get to like try live out their dream and moved up here to LA to pursue music. And there's also artists like Kimmy Meaner, I think is how you say her last name. But she's like a jazz and R&B singer-songwriter style of musician who's born and raised from Hawaii. And she performs also like small venues and stuff in Hawaii, but her music is really cool. Like, all these like people that I'm mentioning, like Streetlight Cadence, they won 2 Nahoku Hanahana Awards 2 years in a row for Best Alternative Album. And this girl, this artist, Kimmy, she also won 2 Nahoku Hanahana Awards 2 years in a row for her music, for her jazz and R&B style of music. And it's really good and it's really cool. And if you listen to it, you can tell, like, it doesn't sound like other, like, Hawaiian, like, Jawaiian music, because obviously it's a different genre, but, like, these songs, these artists, you can tell they're from Hawaii by some of the ways that, like, they, like, because when they're singing about stuff, and you can, like, tell it's kind of from Hawaii, but you can also kind of tell by the way that they talk, because it's kind of a way that Hawaii people talk, that it's easier to, like, I don't know, there's just, it's a way, it's kind of a thing, like, Hawaii people can spot other Hawaii people like that, like, it's really cool. But she's gone a lot of places with her music. Like, she got to open up for The Green when they had their US tour, which is really kind of, like, a huge deal that they chose to, like, have her open up for them on their US tour, and she got to travel all over the country with them for their US tour, and that's really, really cool. And there's also artists like Jake Shimabukuro. And if you don't know who Jake Shimabukuro is, you kind of live under, like, if you know about the instrument, the ukulele, you know Jake Shimabukuro is, you know Jake Shimabukuro, like, he is one of the most influential, like, ukulele players in the world, I think, in my opinion, because I'm from Hawaii, and he's from Hawaii, and he's really popular in Hawaii and in Japan, and he is a genius on the ukulele. Like, his ukulele skills are absolutely incredible, and he has multiple albums of him just playing the ukulele, and his songs are insane. Like, he did this cover of As My Guitar Gently Weeps on the ukulele, and it's just mind-blowing. It is so incredible. And I'm just gonna play some of these artists that are, like, from Hawaii, because it's really, really, really awesome. And I'm gonna start out with Jake Shimabukuro. So my guitar gently weeps, and he does all of that in the ukulele, and I've seen him perform it live, and it's just so, so insane. And now I'm gonna play some Kimi minor, which is...
I know it's hard when we're oceans apart and you curl up to our little one.
You are the spark in all that I'm creating. I'll be home with the sun.
If I can't be reached, you know how to find me.
And there's a little bit of that, and that's like you have a little like bit of jazzy, little bit of R&B style, and it's really cool that she's also a person from Hawaii. And now I'm just gonna play a little bit of Street Light Cadence. Just a small snippet of Street Light Cadence.
Roger and I are good friends. Roger has insomnia and often doesn't. Roger doesn't know that I will always be his friend. But Roger calls me when he's drunk and it bugs me to no end.
And there's a little bit of Street Light Cadence for you. But it's so cool that all of these artists have gone to so many places with their music, and they started in Hawaii, and they've won Nahoku Hanahana Awards, and they've traveled across the country and moved to places because of their music. And it's so cool to see that there's so many, like, because people think it's like, oh yeah, Hawaii, you have some tacky tiki music, or you see someone dancing hula and just something random like that. But it's so much more. Music from Hawaii is so much more than some tacky, tiki elevator music or Somewhere Over the Rainbow by Israel Kamakaviva'ole. It's just so much more. And it's so important to me. And I just decided to share this with people who are listening to this because my show, The 808, is about Hawaii. And Hawaii is so, so, so important to me because Hawaii'i is always going to be home to me. So it's about time to wrap up my show. But just to recap, I talked about Hawaiian music and traditional Hawaiian music with traditional Hawaiian instruments, songs that are in Hawaiian, some Jawaiian reggae local style music, or Hawaiian music, how I like to call it, which is spelled H-Y-A-N music, and some R&B, jazz, alternative, folk pop, ukulele, instrumental music, and Nahoku Hanahana Awards, and some contemporary stuff that is from Hawaii. Now, remember that I will be back next week, same time, same place here at Penguin Radio. And if you missed any of the radio shows, you can go to radio.dominican.edu, scroll down to the bottom, click on student shows, and there are podcast versions for every single student DJ on there. And don't forget, coming up at 8 to 9 p.m. tonight is the premiere, and it's a really cool show that talks all about movies. So my time is about up, but remember that this is The 808 with DJ Ho'olohe for your Island Style Hour here at Penguin Radio. See you guys next week.